What do you have there?
Evangelion.
Wow. Neon Genesis Evangelion. So we took a bit of a break.
Yeah, we did.
But now we're back, and we're ready to watch our favorite TV program of the last 29 years.
Congratulations! It's our podcast again!
Congratulations, it's back.
It's like we never left!
It's back.
It's like... We...
Oh, wait, should we make a joke about how, like, we left for coronavirus?
What?
Even though we left, we stopped in, like, 2021 or 2022.
Didn't we start after COVID and already happened?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's make that joke.
All right. Hey, it's real nice to be back to podcasting after coronavirus.
Yeah. I missed it. I think of all the things that the pandemic stripped from us.
Yeah, I sure hope Trump wins. But, like, in the end.
Well.
I have this thing happening. I have to fly out to D.C.
When?
On January 5th.
Oh, what are you doing there?
This could be crazy.
Man. Sounds like a laugh riot.
You're half right. All right, you want to watch a show about pedophilia?
I guess. I mean, we're back and we're watching Neon Genesis Evangelion again.
Yeah, now we're on the original builds.
Yeah, we're going to watch it again in the original dub, and then we'll watch it in Japanese, and then we'll watch it in Spanish.
No, French first.
Uh-huh. Oui, oui.
Bonjour, Shinji.
Bonjour, Shinji.
Oui, les lois de la loi. Oh.
I am so excited to be back and doing our podcast again. I'm going to enjoy my water now.
All right.
Are we ready? Should we? I feel like
yeah.
We used to like do something before we started the show.
Yeah, we would do this. We would do this or we'd go get boba.
Ooh, I love boba.
And then it was a lot of me cutting out us chewing little boba balls. It was like, oh, look at shit you got.
That sounds fun. It sounds like we made a good podcast.
We did, and we will again.
Should I ride my bike to work tomorrow?
Fuck, this seems so cold.
Oh, that's a good point. It's probably going to be chilly.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Neon Genesis Evangelion, the original dub from 1995.
Yeah, we only speak English.
Yeah, but we're learning Japanese. We think we're learning Japanese. We really think so.
Hola.
Hola. Okay, so if you're watching it along with us, get synced up, be at 0 seconds. No one is. No one's ever watched it with us.
You want to know something funny?
What?
I actually did try that once. I was like, how well do these actually work? They work better than you would think.
Really?
Like, I synced one up, and I'm like, how well does this actually work as, like, a watch along? Oh, it's kind of fun. How well do these work if you're not watching along? I don't know.
Do you think we could make, like, a YouTube channel where they're, like, synced up?
No.
That would be totally,
that would get taken down.
Totally illegal and not okay.
We're doing the thing you're supposed to do, which is, it's really easy to watch this show, and it's really easy to get our audio.
Yeah, it's on just, Netflix.
Yeah, our Netflix audio. Just, sync it up if you want. Or you can just listen to it in the car and be like, I have an encyclopedic knowledge of every frame of Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah, maybe you just like us and just want to hear us talk.
Enjoy the supple tones of eyes peering at the unifying vision of anal.
Do you think Misato will still be the best girl in the original dub?
No.
What?
It's going to be that little programming girl with the short hair.
Futaba?
Yeah.
From Persona 5.
And Fubimbo.
Who's the little programming girl?
I don't know.
Is it going to be dog shit if I'm not talking right at this microphone?
I don't know. It seems fine.
Well, we did it. We made a podcast. All right. So if you're watching at home, now is the time. You sync it up and everything is good. I've watched this pilot 5 times in my life, I think. This is
number 6. Here we come.
Yo, 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait. No, hold on. Don't do it. At the end at the end of the word go. That's always how
go!
Okay. 3. Fuck. 3, 2, 1, go! This sucks.
No, I'm still with it. I remember the first episode, like, having cool animation and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's neat, but...
And like, after our 2D for you.
What is 2D for you?
That's the fine and excellent gentleman that provided us with these VHS tapes of the original dub.
Why are these teenage girls naked in this intro? It's fucking gross. Oh, it sounds like what's her name?
Also, they're all like way too skinny. They're like thin in a way that's like troubling.
Yeah, I think that they. I mean, at least Misato should be less thin.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're a teenager, you're kind of naturally tiny.
Yeah, maybe they're like gangly teens, but like Misato feels trouble. Just her like silhouette's troubling.
I'm not going to body shame the cartoon, but yeah, she seems a little tiny.
I will art shame the guy who draws the cartoon.
Yeah. Why don't you make them look like people? Why you gotta make them look like little tiny anime people?
The year is 2015 AD, the year of Back to the Future.
The far off future.
Oh, Marty.
Oh, jeez, Doc.
Oh, yeah, remember when Justin Roiland got canceled?
Yeah.
Now it's not fun anymore.
Turns out he's, like, straight up just a bad dude.
We thought he was a Morty, and it turns out he was a bastard.
I blame Dan Harmon.
Well, because he was, like, kind of shitty, and he made an apology, and people were like, yeah, all right. Justin Roiland was like, you can do anything!
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened.
I do like all those fucking memes going around of Lady Jessica from Dune just being like, do not do the voice.
What is the... What? I don't get it.
Oh, this is a different dub. Oh, my...
Whoa! That sounds weird. He sounds different. Boy, Shinji is a sad little... Misato is so cool.
She should not have sent that to this little boy.
But yeah, that was really inappropriate. But she's just such a cool character. Also, she rocks.
This is before Rei is like a mystic bullshit character. Why did she just show up on the street like that?
Because she's following him. Maybe. I don't know.
Whee! Oh, man.
I like that guy. What is Annie Lennox? That's who would fuck. It sounds like No More I Love Yous by Annie Lennox. I bet I pointed that out in like every episode of our podcast. And now we're back. And I'm
our boy 2D4U actually like put subtitles over the parts that were just in Japanese and we didn't know what they said.
Well, that was smart. I like
If only somebody. Like, I'm glad an amateur. No offense, but like. I'm glad somebody who's like a hobbyist knew to do that. Because, like, if a professional forgot to do that, that'd be really embarrassing.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? Oh, God.
Oh, this is good.
Her voice sucks.
Liv, have I ever told you that I, in fact, love bad 90s anime?
Oh,
yeah. That this one just is bad anyway?
I mean... Yeah, you've told me that a bunch of times. And... I don't like it.
Like, I feel like I recognize these voices.
You probably do. A lot of these people are probably... I bet Wendy Lee... Do you know who I'm talking about?
That sounds familiar.
There's like a bunch of...
There's like 10 anime voice actors. Because it used to be like, we can give you a...
Quarter.
A quarter for the vending machine for the day.
Yes! That's a whole Rice Krispie treat.
I do like how that that 90s missile rips apart.
Yeah, it looks neat. It looks neat! They both sound weird. Everyone sounds weird.
I'm way more pumped for this now. Also, it's the beginning before it sucks.
What are you talking about? The Ghibli episode is coming.
Oh, that's true. They did it. They did that. Is that a nuclear mine?
They did it.
They did that. Get them, Angel.
Woo!
Oh, we're friends. Just poke your head out.
Yeah, we are friends. Someone said to me recently that, like, if human beings had subspecies, you and I would be the same subspecies.
Oh, no.
I think that's very true. I think we're operating on similar waves.
I'll take it.
Oof!
Oh!
Oh my god!
It's so good! This is the 1995 experience I want!
Yeah, we should have started with this one.
I did at one point almost buy you the VHS tapes.
Oh, I don't have a VHS player.
That's good, because they're also like $500.
I don't have $500.
Well, I didn't want to throw away $500 on blank tapes filled with bullshit.
Yeah, it would have been stupid. But cool!
I feel like that's what we do after we watch it in Japanese. We find VHS tapes.
Yeah.
What if we watch it blurry?
Nice.
Wow.
3, 2, 1, press
blurry.
Play on your VCR.
3, 2, 1.
And then it starts reversing and the noises.
You know, VHS degrades, but those machines actually... It's not hard to find one of those machines that works well.
Like a VHS player?
Yeah. Hey, you asked me if Masato would be the coolest character in this episode, or in this show now that it's redubbed, and I have good news, she is.
I always thought Masato was the coolest, because I am also a woman in her late 20s who has big girl responsibilities. And I relate, you know? It's like, man, it sucks to have a car payment. I don't have to worry about getting in a big robot. I just gotta pay my bills.
You do have to deal with a lot of kids who just won't do their fucking job, though.
Yeah, that is a lot of what I deal in. Is like, how old is Shinji?
He's 14.
Oh my fucking god. That's crazy. It's crazy to consider that's how old he is. He doesn't feel 14, but he also totally feels 14.
He feels 14. I don't think he doesn't feel 14. Honestly, the only character I think doesn't feel 14 is kind of Asuka.
Oh, yeah. Asuka feels like she's like 15 or 16. She just feels a little older.
Yeah.
Nerve. They don't do it in this one. They just call it Nerve.
Yeah. This is the superior 90s dub.
I wonder, I kind of am curious about the differences between the two dubs. I think it'd be interesting to sit and figure out which actors I liked from each.
Didn't you say the Kaworu episodes are like... the Kaworu episode is much more, much less gay on Netflix?
Is that, you know, it's been so long since we did our thing, but yeah, I think I remember that they censored some stuff.
I think they just like squished the dialogue around. So instead of being like, "You're my good friend, Shinji," he was like, "Did you know it's good to kiss a boy?
I want to put my hand on the small of your back, Shinji.
I want to gingerly brush your hair, Shinji."
Aww.
And then Netflix, they're like, "Shinji, you're pretty cool. You're pretty gangster. Oh, I'm a bad bro. I'm a bad guy."
I think it's cool that Shinji and Kaworu are friends. What happened to his shirt?
I like that the subtitles still don't match.
Yeah, it's old reliable.
Old reliable. Something else. Welcome to Nerve.
This show sucks.
Yeah,
I'm the one that likes it, right? Was that the original bit?
What if I like it now and you think it sucks? You want to switch?
And I don't. Okay, let's switch.
You
want to
switch for a season?
Okay.
All right. This Look sucks. At it go. The whole city's upside down like a big snail.
Oh man. That is cool. That's a cool idea. That's
the retractable city.
Yeah, that's good, like, world building. That's neato. We got up to upside down city.
It might be that I've seen the whole thing and I kind of know, like, the lore and shit now. But I also kind of think this dub explains things better.
That is very possible. They might have recognized that. Like, maybe when Netflix made their dub, they were like, "Everyone knows this show. We don't need to explain stuff."
That could be true. You're just like, we can be a little bit, like, more moody with the dialogue. We don't have to be as expositional because, you know, it's beloved. It's from the 90s.
Yeah. I disagree.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's fucking Cool Chick. What's her name?
Oh, the same character.
Ritsuko!
Yeah. This is so good. It's so badly done.
Wow! That was terrible!
I love this. It's so bad.
Oh, they're not the third children. God. Why does Shinji's dad sound so nebbish and dorky?
I think it's good, actually. I think now that we know that Shinji's dad's whole deal is he's like
a fucker,
gonna fuck the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of better that he's like, "Oh, Shinji's here. I better go say hello."
Yeah. I think it's whatever. I don't know.
Poke him in the eye. Poke him in the eye.
Ooh!
Ah! Squeeze his little head.
Oh, it's coming right for him.
Oh, it's foreshadowing.
This is cool. There's a big hand. It's cool.
Oh.
Cartoons are cool.
You could do anything in animation.
I've been playing a lot of Persona 5.
Oh.
And in Persona 5, when you do something cool, there's a little cat, and the cat goes, "Looking cool, Joker!
Looking cool, Joker!"
And so now, often in my day-to-day
life...
Whoa,
did you hear that scream?
I didn't. Was there a scream?
When the lights came on, Shinji went,
"Ah!" I pretty much constantly in my day-to-day life just go, "Looking cool, Joker!" to myself.
"Looking cool, Joker!"
I don't spill my cup of coffee walking down the stairs, and I go, "Looking cool, Joker!"
"Looking cool, Joker!"
Oh, did it freeze? Is it dead?
Please stutter your VHS tape now.
Oh, the computer shut down as the video started crashing. Fuck. Should we pause it so they can
resync? It's already pausing.
Does it matter?
I don't know if it matters. No. Are we just gonna... Is it, like, streaming from somewhere? Is it...
It's streaming from...
somewhere. So...
From someone's house.
Oh, no.
Oh no. John Q Netflix.
Do you want to pause it and let it buffer?
Yeah, we will pause it and we will let it buffer. Okay, so if you're watching at home, we're stuck at 1414 because it needs to buffer.
Ooh, a fine buffering. This is our new segment, Buffering Bill.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
We're just gonna...
Buffering buck attach.
Well, look at this one frame of Masato. So, look, you shouldn't make fun of in-betweens. So I won't.
Who's in-betweens?
Oh... How dare you?
I don't know, Mrs. Tweens.
Mrs. Hall. Hey, Liv, how you doing? How do you like the bad 90s dub?
I
love it.
Oh, I don't care.
Fuck!
No, it's fine. It's whatever.
Do you think you could make the show better if you can't change the visuals, but you can change all of the audio?
I feel like people tried that, and they found that they could improve some things, but for the most part, no, it kind of is what it is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I'd say
oh, no. Oh,
no. Do you mind if I light a candle?
No. Is it to set the Evangelion mood?
I
want to
set the mood.
Go nuts.
I'm in the mood for podcasting. Should we pause?
No. I think now that we've done one run through with
what'd you just throw at me? Oh my god, a Zippo.
I think now that we've done one go through of
this is not easy.
This is not a lighter for lighting a big deep candle.
This is not a lighter for lighting a big deep candle.
Oh my god.
Oh, this fucking blows chunks.
I still love that. Oh, smoker's thumb.
Oh, smoker's thumb. Fucking idiot. I'm sorry. I broke your lighter.
How did you do that?
I broke it.
Oh.
Looking lame, Joker. Mac, you gotta play Persona 5. It's cool.
I don't want to. I just want to go home and watch the film.
Yeah, but you can be a teenage boy with Dream Demon Pokemon.
I did that once. It was fine. I don't want to do it again.
It's cool. It's fun. You get to have 10 girlfriends.
That's too many. You should have a maximum of 8.
I only have one because I'm loyal. But you can...
10 is too many.
Yeah.
That's far too many.
It's cool. It's fun. It's like, it's pretty neato. I really like it. I don't know why we're doing a mid-episode endorsement of Persona 5.
You're doing that.
We is me.
The royal we.
Well, it's really fun. I just, like, I don't enjoy much of my life anymore. There's not a lot to talk about.
Oh, fuck. You want to talk about the recession?
Oh, man. Shit is receding.
Shit's bad.
Yeah, it's, you know.
You ever think about how, like, Google fired 10% of its staff workers in preparation for a recession, but also just laying off people is the thing that causes a recession?
Hmm.
So it's a real, like, I'm going to bail out the ship by pulling some boards off the side and building a bucket.
Yeah, that's a...
That's a real me first move.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. And
I feel like the world's just gotten worse.
Yeah, it's probably gonna keep getting worse.
Should we not talk about DepressoCast?
No, I mean, we're both depressed. It's fine.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel. I don't know. It feels like there's a reason behind it. Just like, oh, like the world is bad.
Well, yeah, the world is bad, and also like there's very little you can do about the world being bad. I think that's the hard part.
It feels very hopeless.
Well, you can recycle.
No.
You can be nice to people.
Sure. Have you ever see that cartoon that was like in the 70s? It was like, don't litter. In the 90s, it was like, you gotta recycle. The aughts, it was like, drive an electric car. And now it's just like, well, you know, companies, big giant factories produce 90% of all the pollution. So I guess if you wanted to stop global warming, you'd have to like destroy these giant factories. And they have so much money, they'll just build them again. And nothing we do can truly win little Timmy. We're ready to go back to our dystopian, sad world that is Neon Genesis Evangelion. Let's see if Buffering Bill has done his job rounding up these bits.
Would you load me? I'd load me. I'd load me hard. That's Buffering Bill.
Buffering Bill. Buffering nasty.
Can we just watch Silence of the Lambs and then Brokeback Mountain?
Play the robots.
Okay, so it's 14-14. 3, 2, 1, go. We just received
one.
Nerve.
I watched Shin Ultraman. Written and produced by Ano.
How was it?
It ruled.
Really?
It rocked in a way that was kind of funny. Their voices are so good. It's so bad.
Man, Shinji looks bummed out.
I'm little Shinji.
Do you think Shinji was ever happy?
Yeah.
When?
The end of Rebuild 4, where he got to marry the one girl we didn't really get to know in the narrative, and he ran away happy.
What was that girl's name?
Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie. Aww. His dad is way more villainous in this dub. You have to get in my mommy bot.
Also, now that we know the context of, like, he says that, he means it.
Yeah, it's gotta be Shinji.
Yeah, it's like, this is your mommy bot.
Oh, God.
It's so good. I'll do it.
I forgot that there are just bros hanging out.
We feed the robot. It eats burritos.
Jesus.
Man.
You gotta get in the thing, Shinji.
We don't have much time. Shinji. Why did I
come? Famous last words. Why did I come?
Foreshadowing there. Shinji.
Don't do it.
Shinji.
Do you think the second time you watch it, different things happen? Maybe he won't disappoint us.
Well, they can only change the audio, so he'll just look at his hand and be like, fuck yeah.
Nice. He just loves it. It's like, cool.
Well, he's 14. What if he's just like, oh boy, that was a lot.
Ew. Gross.
I'm kind of, like, I know it gets bad, and I'm probably just high off of, like, his voice is so bad. It's so good. Oh, her bag of piss.
Do you think this is going to have Fly Me to the Moon at the end? the
to
song.
The moon. It probably will.
Instead of this song.
Yeah, Ray's the theme. Ray theme. So was she in the hospital in the plug suit, or did they put her in the plug suit when they're like, oh, I guess you're getting in the big bitch?
They probably put her in the plug suit. Look out.
nice. Ah, it worked. My big girl is alive.
Thank you, wife.
Yeah, it's the fucking... It's a mommy bot.
Whoa, a Dutch angle. Yeah, but a good...
Oh, she's even more annoying in this one.
A good story works even when you know the twist.
A good magician never reveals...
His twist! Oh.
Foreshadowing. Shinji, run.
Shinji, now is the time.
Seriously, like, nobody expects anything of you. Just
That's
leave.
That's not true. They expect a lot, but we expect you to be better.
I think it's fine if he doesn't want to do this. I will not be upset with him if he leaves. Hey, it's the...
Yeah. I don't get this.
Ew.
Why is it there? Like, why is it in the neck? Also, some parts of the designs of these things I don't really get.
Yeah.
Oh, drown him! Drown the boy!
That's cool. Is that real? Is that real?
Well, I mean, LCL is fictional.
Is this allowed? Is this allowed?
Am I doing it right?
Blah. Wow.
Whoa, it's like I'm big, in a big magical pretty tube.
90s pretty. I want to pilot a big robot.
I like that they say that the thought connection is set for Japanese, because remember later Asuka's like, why aren't you thinking in German?
I forgot about that, but yeah, I believe you when you say that happens.
I feel like I also remember too much about, like, little details and shit in this show.
Yeah, well, you love Asuka.
Well, I also was just like, oh, animation. I think I just had a lot of questions. I was like, how does anything work? And so I was, like, always looking for answers. Now I know all the answers, and they're unsatisfying.
Yeah, it doesn't really wrap itself up too nice. But you know what? It's doing its best.
I feel like the movie wrapped it up enough.
I'm so excited to watch End of Evangelion.
Oh, again. Yeah.
I remember watching that movie and thinking, like, I enjoyed this independent of this stupid show, and then never watching it again. But I think I would probably really enjoy it.
I think this is the way. This is... Woo! Straight to the top!
How are we going to get a hold of the original...
dub of the movie?
Well, the remake movies are all...
Oh, do we not have to watch those again?
What?
Those sucked!
Yeah, but we should watch them again. I guess there's only one dub of those, huh?
Yeah. I guess we could jump straight into Spanish.
Hey, what's going on?
Doesn't this guy just fuck Shinji up super hard right off the bat?
No, he pops out of the ground and then it's like, next time on this shit.
And then it happens.
Yeah. I mean, Shinji kills him. Or I guess the Eva goes like... goes beat crazy, and then, oh, he's either enraged or engorged. Hey.
Hey, it's the song.
It's
all
the
right,
thing. Don't pause it. We have to watch the next time.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to pause it in a second.
You mean in a minute and 10 seconds?
In other words...
This just... That Netflix dub kind of sucked, didn't it? Like, this isn't good.
I mean,
good.
In some ways, yeah. This... Getting rid of this is very dumb. This is so clearly, like, a huge part of the show, is this stupid song.
Yeah.
You...
I don't know, I feel... There's a level of this where I'm just like, this is bad in 90s ways, where the other one was bad in ways that anime has fixed since then.
Yeah,
Like, the acting was better, the casting was better, and then, like, the dialogue was worse.
Yeah, it was kind of a slam dunk, honestly, and they still didn't quite do it. Ew.
She didn't say the tune in next time for more fan service.
Well, I guess she didn't say the stupid gross thing. So that's cool.
She merely implied it.
What did we think of the first episode with the old dub? The new old dub.
It fucking rips.
I think it sucks.
I think that, you know, during our brief break between this podcast and the last one, or we watched the Skeleton Warriors episode.
There is a lost Neon Genesis Evangelical cast episode that's just...
Nah, it wasn't never very good.
Yeah.
It's not lost because, like, oh, it's lost because we were like, oh.
Yeah, because we were, you know, it was a mulligan. It was a throwaway. We got together, we did it, we didn't like it.
Yeah, and then I think we watched one episode and then we just stopped.
Yeah, I think we were both like bummed out about other things.
Yeah, it was just a real, you know, welcome to the modern era where nothing works and nobody likes you.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to be reminded of the 90s.
Remember the 90s? I was 5.
What if during the end of the show somebody just dubbed in the BoJack Horseman song for the end theme?
Back in the 90s.
What's that first chord? I gotta get my guitar.
No, the back in the 90s one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The single guitar strum at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
We should just pivot to watching BoJack.
Neon BoJack Evangelion cast.
Oh, I'm too tired to come up with anything. Neon... Neon Genesis Equestriangelical cast.
That's not bad.
The Equine-Angelical cast? I don't know. Sarah Lynn.
I got nothing. Sarah Lynn.
Oh, man.
I know what the thumbnail will be.
What?
It'll be the big hand with cum that says Neon Genesis Evangelical cast, but it'll have the silhouette of BoJack and Sarah Lynn at the fucking the Griffith Observatory.
Can you Photoshop out the background so it's the hand and then like the sky and then them in the corner? Oh, that'd be so cool.
I was gonna do it so they're like watching that instead of the star thing.
That is also cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're both good. You know? We're back, baby.
We're back, baby.
We're back, babies.
Oh, man. It's fucked that this is, like, mildly successful.
Oh, this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucks with that. That happened.
I think we're funnier than we are talented.
I think we're funnier than every other Evangelion podcast.
Well, yeah, but, like, I bet the bar is not that high.
And I've listened to all of them in preparation for this. There was one that only had 2 episodes.
Oh, quitters.
It was, like, Neon... It was a good premise in theory, but it really... I think it was like I watched Neon Genesis Evangelion with my mom, the mom cast.
Oh, that's fun.
But it had like two episodes, and I was like, what did you think, Mom? And she was like, why do you want to fuck these teenagers?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Mom gave up. Mom probably didn't want to fuck with that shit.
Yeah, Mom was like, when are we making episode 3 in your teenager fuck show?
Do you think that we could get our moms on this podcast?
No. I mean, maybe you could. I don't.
No. No. My mom would get annoyed.
We could, you know, Eric Andre it and hire two older women actors to come be on the podcast.
Yeah, we could. It's not a bad idea. Just have, like... These are our moms! Here's, you know.
That might be funny.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder... Like, how much do you think a working actor charges to, like, pretend to be on a podcast and effectively do an hour of improv? In character as, like, your mom.
$120.
Jesus.
For both.
Oh, 60 apiece?
Yeah.
That's, like, that's decent. I'd do it. Go halvesies. $60 a mom.
So how do you feel about the Rick and Morty thing?
Oh, the show? I think it's... No, it's fine.
You hurt my feelings.
I hope the windows...
I've tied my identity to that show. It's what I think is funny.
Doesn't matter.
It's not getting better.
I turned it off. Now it's better.
Oh, that's good.
We took our break, and I think that guy seems pretty fucked up and creepy.
Yeah.
And, I'm happy that I'm not dating him. I don't, you know.
Also, like, this is a sensitive topic, but I feel like there's a lot of things where you're like, society, it's hard to know what the line is, but the line has always been very clear on, like, don't hit people.
Did he? I only, like, did, like, a cursory glance. And I saw, like, a million different girls that were underage at the time being like, look at these things he sent me in 2015. And it seems like he just was kind of like a weird racist that was hitting on underage girls in 2015.
I didn't see that. I saw the like, charged with assault and battery thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that shows where our priorities lie.
Yeah.
You trust the law, and I trust Twitter girls. But, I mean, it does seem like he's kind of a fucking weirdy. He seems like an odd dude. It seems like he's not being a good boy.
You know, we always thought he was more of a Morty. I already made this joke.
I don't think I... Wait, did you make it before we were recording?
I think I made it while we were recording.
Morty!
That's why we can't take breaks.
Yeah, no more breaks.
My riffs all get reset.
Oh, man.
I reset my riffs.
Every time Mac misses a riff, an angel loses its wings.
Oh, shit. That'll help the Evas. I don't know what they're going to do. I think they should just recast him. I think that would be funny.
I don't think they're going to. I think it'll... I mean, it doesn't really seem like he does too much of the writing. I get the sense it's kind of like a... Seth MacFarlane, Nick Kroll situation where he just comes in and does the voice, so...
I think he does way more of the writing than we think. I think he's kind of essential, but I also think it would be really funny to kick him out.
I don't know. I don't really know much about how that...
Just changed the beginning, created by Dan Harmon and others.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's what they do a lot of the time, it seems like. I don't know, I mean...
Remember when they took the horse out of Horsin' Around?
Didn't that not actually happen?
No, he signed the contract.
Oh, yeah, and then...
And then she was... The executive lady was like, if you actually stuck to your guns, yeah, I would have had to not fire Kazaz.
Yeah, that made me really sad.
That was really sad. That was the thing where it was like, Bojack, you know this thing you've lamented for years? You were right to lament it.
Yeah, you got played, buddy. You could have just stuck to your guns and you know.
Yeah. And instead, now your friend is dead after he choked to death on a peanut. And you're not even in horsing around. It's just around now.
Yeah, he clearly felt awful about what happened to Herb, so he kind of just screwed himself, really.
Yeah.
He could have just stood up for his friend. He could have just had scruples.
Also, that was like a couple seasons in. It wasn't like, you know, like BoJack could have pivoted at that point.
Yeah, they could have just ended the show.
Yeah, it's like, oh, 3 seasons of the show, I have a bunch of money, I'll just be the horse on something else. Maybe I'll actually go make Secretariat. I like that we're doing the, like, what if for BoJack's life.
Yeah.
Like, come on, BoJack, get it together.
Yeah, I really feel like he could have just stood up for Herb and just walked off. I also feel like, you know, like, I feel like that show so consistently shows that BoJack is just, like, someone that doesn't really have a lot of principles. Like, it's always like, oh, you think BoJack is going to be good? No, he's going to just be a shithead.
But he, like, I feel like we know he wants to have principles. So, like, he will for a while.
Yeah, but he doesn't, like, everything, like, morals for him are reflected as, like, grand sweeping gestures.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, that was what I noticed watching this show this latest time was, like, everything he does that he thinks is, like, a good person thing to do, he kind of learns from TV. Like, it never fully, like, sunk into me just how much that character is raised by his television. That's, like, a huge part of it. He's just raised by the TV. He's not really participating, you know? It's kind of, like, a cool character study. That show has a lot of, like, goofy foibles and, like amateur writing shit. But, like, it also, it feels really hack at times, but it's...
When does it feel hack? I know the first, like...
It's very Reddit. That's what I would say. All right. It's very, like, ooh, this show is very smart. And I'm like, yeah, you're really smart. Great. But it's, like, fun. And it also, like, the payoff is so good. Like, it just, it takes such good care of its audience, which rocks. It gives you everything you want. Like, I watched that whole show, and I watched it with Riley, and, like, by the time we got to the end, I was like, they really, like, the finale really does give you everything you need. It just ties a neat bow on everybody so perfectly. You don't have any questions. Fucking rules.
Yeah.
It's so good. They did so good, and, like, every character's arc just, like, sees its completion, you know? Like, you think about PB. Like, PB is no longer in this weird codependent thing with BoJack. Like, she still, like, loves him and cares about him, but she's not going to work with him because she knows it's not good for him. And, like, Todd, it's effectively like, yeah, we're not friends anymore, but, like, it was nice, and we can... It's,
yeah.
Man. Let's just do a BoJack podcast. You're so right, though. You do... if you skip the first 7 episodes, you don't really understand what's going on. It's kind of confusing, but... They're, like, such weak episodes. You're not really missing that much.
Yeah.
I effectively feel like you just have to go, oh, they stole the D.
Yeah. Yeah, BoJack stole a big D.
BoJack stole the D, and then Mr. Peanut Butter pretended he stole it. B, as in birthday, Dad. Or D. That fucking joke. I said D, as in birthday, Dad. That show has so many jokes like that are just like so solidly stupid. Just fucking.
There's a good dichotomy of like, you know, like I was raised by TV, and am I a good person? And B, like birthday dad.
Yeah, well, that was what I noticed is that by the time you finally get to the sixth season, it's just like 2 really sad characters and then 2 really stupid characters that only do bits, and then PB who kind of like is in the middle, or not PB, Princess Carolyn. PB is Adventure Time.
Oh yeah,
Princess Bubblegum.
Princess Bubblegum, BoJack's manager.
Yeah, man. Also, like, Diane gaining weight and Todd being asexual. Like, there are a lot of aspects of that show where it's just like, you guys made this show that probably made people feel better about themselves. That's really nice.
I really liked Diane gaining weight was cool because it felt like it didn't really, like, Todd being asexual was like a big plot point, but Diane gaining weight was just sort of like a thing where it's like this is what happens when I take this medicine that makes me more reasonable.
It
helps my life.
Gaining some weight and being like better in your brain is not like such a horrific compromise that people make it out to be.
Yeah. You know?
It's nice. It's like a nice show. I really like it. And I wish that we were watching that instead of Evangelion. Or we could watch Goodfellas. Jimmy Two Says, because he says Two Says things two times every
Put
time.
Put Evangelion on.
Okay, so this
I'm going to like it this season.
This is The Beast.
The Beast.
Is there an episode description?
No, just play it.
Okay, we know so what this happens. Is...
This is the one where Shinji fights the big bitch. Well, he doesn't really fight. He's like, I'm too afraid.
Ooh,
how do I make the robot move?
Look, he's scared, Joker.
What button is jump?
So, wow. All right, so we're going to... This is episode 2. This is called The Beast, and it was released on October 10th, 1995. This time we're watching on a different app, so now I know things. And we're going to start it right now. 3, 2, 1, go. There it is, the intro. The famous intro that we all love.
So I watched Shin Ultraman.
Yeah?
Oh. Oh, fuck. Buffer and Bill hate us an early visit.
Oh, jeez.
2D for you. An excellent gentleman. So I watched Shin Ultraman. Shin Ultraman was kind of fun, because, like, ugh. It's been so long since I've had to deal with the sexualization of these teenagers. It's a thing I knew happened, but like now that I'm seeing it again, the disgust is not a thing I remembered. I just remembered it as like, oh, that's bad. Hopefully it's not as bad as I remember. So I watched Shin Ultraman. Shin Ultraman was kind of fun because it was like 2 hours of. What if we just fit, like, a season of TV into 2 hours? So just, like, wacky shit would happen over and over again. It was like, another robot. Oh, my God, another alien. Another alien. This alien wants to make a deal with humanity. Another alien. Alien wants to make a deal with humanity.
Are the aliens in Shin Ultraman as neat-looking as the kaiju from Shin Godzilla?
They have a very similar feel, honestly.
That's cool.
There is one part where they kind of reflect on how toyetic. It's so good. How toyetic they are.
Does toyetic mean similar to a toy?
It means how much have you made the design of your thing that is not a toy able to become a toy? So like the Evangelion... Actually, not very toyetic because it's thin and tall.
Its balance is really bad. It wouldn't stand up.
It'd be really hard to get to balance, and also, like, thin plastic pieces snap and bend a lot more than thicker plastic pieces.
It would probably need a transparent, like, base that holds it up if you were to make a, like, Eva toy. Or this thing. This thing could never be a toy.
That thing, I think, could be a better toy, honestly. Because it's just less thin.
Yeah, but it's got those teeny tiny legs, though. It's got big hips. The hips would probably help.
I feel like... I don't know. I remember liking the early episode before. Maybe I just, like, understand it more. Like, watching it the second time, there's less confusion. I'm like, oh, he's not doing well because he feels the pain of the robot. A thing I only ever truly got when Asuka got stabbed in the face and screamed.
Yeah, he's really getting his ass beat in that thing.
Forgot he's full of jelly. Oh,
man. I love that so much. I think that's such a cool trope. The blood, like, spurting like
the
that. Blood,
the beat and then the blood, but, like, so much.
Yeah. Is that, like, a Kurosawa thing?
Yeah.
It's, like, a cool idea. Talk about, like, making something your own, you know? I want blood to come out in a disgusting way.
I want you know how, like, blood pressure is, you know, oh, no, your blood pressure is too high. You gotta stop eating so much salt. All them samurais.
Them some salty samurais.
Them some high-tension samurais. Some hypertension samurais.
Who's the actor in Toshiro Mifune? Is that his name?
Oh, his helmet fell off.
The guy that's in like a bunch of the Kurosawa movies.
Yeah, I think it is Toshiro Mifune. But
that guy's, Shin Ultraman, a good actor.
Shin Ultraman ruled. Oh, I forgot it's the Rainbow Brigade. I love these caricatures.
Oh, is this character? That guy's in an armpit because he smells.
The cinematic language of film. This implies that this guy stinks.
Yes! Classic.
Some of the framing of this show is, like, kind of odd or funky. Oh. And then sometimes it's just lame.
Yeah, it's kind of boring sometimes.
Sometimes it's good, though, like when that guy is in an armpit.
Yeah, because the cinematic language is telling us that he stinks. What's the fucking bit we used to do about the Oscars? Well, this movie is our favorite because it sucks.
Yeah.
The Oscars.
We've nominated 10 movies for Best Picture, 9 of which are wonderful. But luckily, one really managed to sneak in under the shitter. The Oscar goes to The Artist.
We in the Academy have agreed that this one sucks, so it's winning everything.
Oh, fuck. I know no one saw it, but it's only because it was terrible. The Oscar goes to Green Book.
Ew!
Yeah. Look, listen to Cyclops' voice.
It's the lawyer from Phoenix Wright. Or Cyclops, I don't know. It's a common design.
His voice is so high and goofy.
Hey, everybody, I'm the lawyer.
Woo! I'm gone.
Shit.
Make some time. Make a big Eva time.
Fix that. Shinji's dad, you gotta get us some time.
Also, there is something funny to knowing the pacing between the memes. Like, now we know that
hey.
You should have gotten the robot faster. I lost an eye! Oh, there it is. That's a Fuso.
Man, the air conditioning is nice.
Their voices are so good.
I'm so excited for Asuka.
Hey! Asuka.
I feel like it's gonna. Hey, I'm Asuka.
It's gonna be a lady trying to do that really deep lady voice. You know, the fucking the Theranos voice.
Theranos?
Yeah.
What's Theranos?
Oh, the blood machine that didn't work.
Oh God.
Yes, I'm Asuka. I'm here from Germany. I'm the second child.
That's a voice you can trust.
That's a voice that you can hear.
This is what happens when you work to change things.
Oh, man.
Construction plan.
Oh, God. Okay.
Look at that city.
Jesus.
Is she getting more southern?
Ritsuko or Misato?
Misato.
Maybe.
Sometimes you just need a little bit more good old
moonshine.
Mocha. Yeah, fill the evil with moonshine.
Yeehaw, rascals!
Shinji, breathe in the moonshine. It will oxygenate your blood immediately with alcohol. I'm blind! That's how you can tell it's working, Shinji. Ah, oh, fuck, remember this. I guess I'll take the next one.
Papa.
Papa, I don't like it.
You like my chin strap beard?
I got it from a gnome.
Looks so good. Looks so good. Classic. I don't fucking care, dude. I don't fucking care about anything, dude.
Shinji.
No, you gotta live at my house.
Foreshadowing.
Why does she get all creepy with him in the movie?
That's the only one that I ever... somebody wrote like a fan theory that I kind of liked, where it was like, she's shot and she's dying, and she's like, the only chance I have to save humanity is to motivate this fucking little boy to just go get that goddamn robot.
Shinji, we're gonna do so much kissing when you get back.
We're gonna kiss. I'll show you one boob if you fly that goddamn robot.
Please.
And she's just like, thank God I got shot and I'm dying.
I saw a theory today that the Green Mile
and the Green Ranger.
the Tom Hanks in the Green Mile is gay.
Wow.
That's why his name is Edgecombe, because he's always getting edged on the Green Mile. This is a real theory I read. Because I watched The Green Mile, and I noticed something about that movie, which is that it does the very classic 90s thing where you have a villain, and the villain's like, well, listen here, chumps, you're not going to hurt me. It's subtle, but like Percy, who's the bad guy.
Oh, it's just, he's very queer-coded.
He's just a little fey. And at one point, I think...
Did we watch...
The Green Mile together? I feel together?
Like we never gleaned that the city, like... hides like a snail. No, there was something.
It's in there. We know that. The show told us on Netflix.
I remember there was something weird about the city that didn't make sense till the rebuilds. Maybe it's just that there were no people in it.
Yeah.
I remember that a little bit. This city is a fortress designed to stand against the ages.
This is Tokyo 3. What happened to Tokyo 2?
I think we see Tokyo 2. Isn't Tokyo 2 all underwater?
Oh.
And Tokyo 1's just, like, fucked?
There is no Tokyo 1. I think Tokyo 1 got kablooied.
Well, yeah. In the film Akira. Which canonically takes place in the same universe.
Yeah.
I always liked that. Just, like, crossovers that don't matter.
Yeah, like Saint Elsewhere and Garfield.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know. We're just like Casablanca and Fast and Furious.
Well, there's like some thing where like that, like
the
Saint Elmo's fire. Or something. That like all of these dumb things take place. Like Frasier actually is friends with the Twin Peaks cast.
So it was the end of Saint Elsewhere. It turns out that the hospital wasn't real. It was all in the brain of an autistic child looking at a snow globe having a dream.
Nice.
But because this was the era of crossovers, it also meant that, like, oh, everybody on Cheers, I guess, went to an imaginary place. Is Cheers part of the imaginarium of this child? And it keeps going for way too long.
I'm pretty, isn't Alf, like, in there? Like,
Alf is in there. Like, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is in there. Will they explain the penguin in this dub? Oh. They explained him in the rebuild.
What is there to explain? He's a penguin.
Well, she said he was like a weird experiment she saved.
This is, hold on, I just want to find a list of all the things that are in the Saint Elsewhere. I mean, it's the Bob Newhart Show, MASH.
MASH!
Degrassi Junior High.
Korea, the Korean War wasn't a real war.
Oz, Providence, Boston Public.
Oz!
Method and Red. Frasier, the John Larroquette Angel, Firefly.
How did Firefly get in there? Okay. Well, look, he...
The X-Files. Oh, that's a good chore chart. Both versions of The Office. Every Law and Order. Good Lord. No Alf, though. Oh, the Master List. Here we go. These are all the things that are in the Saint Elsewhere universe. The Addams Family. I'm just going to read the ones that are interesting. The Superman, Alf,
Superman.
Alias,
Superman.
All the In the Family, All My Children,
look at that little shit
American
you
Horror
did.
Story, Murder House. Archie Bunker's Place, Arrested
Development.
Oh, wait,
it's the one good joke, Liv. It's the one good joke.
Why is he here?
He's a new penguin.
He's a new penguin, and he's pissed. Oh, are they going to move the can? Batman.
Oh, we never got that joke to Jarsis toothpicks.
Now that is a funny joke. Bathing is the laundry of life. Damn, I want to take a bath now. When is this show over?
Oh.
Wrap it up. I want to keep looking at this Saint Elsewhere list. I know I should participate.
No, it's fine. But we've, like, seen these.
The Brady Bunch. Buffy. Californication.
Whoa.
Better Call Saul was in there, which means Breaking Bad. Wait, why is Breaking Bad not on this list, but Better Call Saul is? What's up with that? Oh, wait, there it is. Castle. Cheers, Chicago Fire, Chicago Hope, Chicago Med, Chicago PD. So we got the full breadth of Chicago shows. Clueless. Community. Fucking Constantine, Cosby, The Cosby Show. All the CSIs. How are all of these things in here? All of the Degrassi shows are a part of it? Dexter? How does this work? TV is stupid. Oh, Ellen.
The talk show.
Wait, Everybody Hates Chris is here. Which means that, like, Chris Rock, the guy, is in the scene.
It's invading the real world! Just starts listing documentaries.
Both Hawaii Five-O's.
Both Hawaii Five-O's.
Heroes.
Whoa.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? The Honeymooners? I Dream of Jeannie? I Love Lucy? It's Always Sunny? What a fucking fuck-a-do.
Oh, we get to watch him win the fight.
He's not gonna win. He's a loser.
Well, I mean, the robot will win it for him.
No. What is Liv and Maddie? There's a show with my name.
I like that they throw the splatter on the cells. That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. TV is fun. Mr. Ed!
Why doesn't... All right, Liv.
I'm sorry. I'm going to wrap it up. I just want to...
That's a weird morph.
Anyways. Ooh, Capital Brian.
I forgot that I like the first two episodes of this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why do you like it?
Because it feels like it's still got something to it. And, like, it feels like it's building up to mysteries that, to this point, I don't know, will never go unsolved.
Yeah, there's still hope.
And, that like, means, this fight is really cool.
That also means that while they were making this, they probably thought maybe they were going to sort some things out.
Oh, yeah.
Atfield. Oh, man, this
oh,
is...
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Shinji.
Yep.
Hot.
No, too rough.
No.
It's only bad because the angel didn't ask him to do that.
Oh, it's not okay. Jesus!
Oh, fuck. Oh, my big hands.
I forgot that... Oh!
Oh, my big ball!
I forgot that the Eva essentially just rips this thing's arm. A sliding building.
Man, we learned that buildings don't do that. Buildings. September 1st. There's some...
Mac, you're supposed to never forget.
Oh, I forgot.
Forgot
when
the date.
When was it?
September.
I like that it goes ape mode on this.
Ew.
It's just a thing it can do, I guess.
You can't self-destruct?
No.
I just choose not to.
That was very responsible of you.
I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Well, it didn't even hurt the Eva. I guess that's not true. It, like, melted all its armor.
Hey, Mama said the way you move.
Ah, I like this.
I hate Mondays.
This is good for me.
Good job, Shinji.
Did I win?
Congratulations.
Oh, no, he could see it in the mirror. Its helmet fell off. Also... Like, you get a hint that the machine is not really a machine, but it's a monster really fast.
Wait, do you?
Yeah, right now.
Is that... Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's also, like, not a thing that you see nearly enough of.
That was not a good scream. Yeah, that's true.
I really would have liked to have seen more of the Eva as a big jelly monster.
Well, there's like that one scene where Asuka has like a little freak out about it, and then they just move on.
Well, don't you also see it all covered up in bandages in one of the later episodes?
You get, they get that they're like monsters. They're not machines. They're not really controllable.
Yeah.
But, like, people don't really ever seem to be bothered by that, except for, like, one scene with Asuka.
Where, does Asuka, like, have a meltdown over it, or is she
Asuka
just, like...
Asuka has, like, you see Asuka realize that that's what the thing she is in is.
Okay. And that's a thing that'll happen eventually.
Yeah. There's, like, one scene where Shinji, like, rips out a thing, and she's looking at the Eva, and she's like, oh my god, am I in one of those?
Gross! It's a jelly thing! Mac, are we committing? Are we doing the podcast again? Is it back?
It's been 14 years, Shinji.
Okay. Well.
And now there's no rush, because we know it sucks!
Yeah, I mean, we can just really take our time.
We can really savor these first two episodes. Oh, no.
What? When does Asuka show up?
Like, 8?
When does Kaworu show up?
23. Or, no, 24.
When does Rei, like, become more of a character? Never. You're gonna say never, but...
Like 4?
Okay.
No, 6.
So we got a while to go before it's not just the
We have a couple episodes that are about Shinji's friends that kind of suck. About Broji.
Oh, God, I forgot about Broji.
Broji and the high school stuff.
And Broji becomes cool in the remake movies.
Broji was cool in this one. Broji's just always killing it.
I guess.
He just got stuck in the shitty Eva.
Yeah. He doesn't actually have a good one, and then it just breaks all of his bones, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, fuck all my delicious bones.
Yum.
my bones.
Yum. Bones.
Oh, is it the cast?
I mean, it's not really the...
Oh, is that the Japan cast?
Yeah, that's the cast.
Oh, that ain't useful.
Wow, the guy that voices Gendo is kind of funny looking.
That rules. That guy's killing it.
Man. I just want to play Persona 5 now.
Liv.
Looking cool, Joker.
You gotta wait. We gotta finish our podcast.
I don't get to play Persona 5 until we finish our podcast. These are in crazy order. What's going on?
Whoa, they're getting in crazy order.
Oh, man. Well, we did it. We made another episode of our podcast.
We did another Neon Genesis Evangelical Cast episode after a brief year-long gap.
I think we are cool.
I think we should take every other year off.
Ray is Shinji's mommy, right? Like, that's the twist.
She's a direct clone of Shinji's mom, but she doesn't really have...
Mac. Mom. It's mommy.
Sorry. She's a direct clone of Shinji's mommy, but she doesn't seem to have Shinji's mommy's soul.
Okay.
So she's kind of her own character, but she's kind of not.
Fair enough.
Whoa! Wait, go down.
What?
Wait, are these all on here? Go, yeah. Put on Serial Experiments Lane.
Oh, yeah. I told Rai Rai to download that, and then we just never watched
it. Oh, there's Syphil and Ollie.
Oh, yeah, I also...
So, why is this thing full of good things?
Oh, because...
Oh, there it is.
It's curated by the two of us.
Wait, go to the left. No.
Here we go.
You picked Evangelion. Oh, fuck. No, put on Serial Experiments Lane. It's like...
Is it up? Where is it?
It's up and to the left three.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I started watching the first one of these, and it, like, really freaked me out, and I turned it off.
Oh, it's kind of freaky.
It, like, genuinely, like, distressed me, and I couldn't watch it.
It rules.
It seems really good. I was just like, I don't want to think about, like, a girl jumping off a building right now.
Also, it's like, it's from the 90s, and it's just like, being too connected on computers is going to ruin the future. And you're watching it, and you're like... Oh, fuck.
What did you say it's from?
The 90s. Well, I really like this show. And the guy who made it went insane, but it's one of those
things.
It's one of those things where the guy who made it went insane, but he went insane in a way where I'm like, yeah, the guy who made Serial Experiments Lane would go insane in this kind of way. I'm not even mad.
What, how did he go insane?
He was like, I think the coronavirus is real, but the Japanese government is holding things away from us. They're like censoring online. Cancel culture is happening. And I'm like, man.
What a nerd.
I don't think that's true, but I appreciate that, like, the guy who made this show is the one who's losing his mind on the internet.
Should I just watch this show? Is it really,
yeah, it rips.
Like, it's really good?
It's a thing that's very hard to understand, to the point where I feel like being like, what are the rules? How does it work? It, you know.
Well, maybe I'll check it out. It seemed very cool when I watched, like, the little bit of it.
It's very cool. Also, it feels prescient in, like, a way that, like, Evangelion doesn't.
Well, Mac, we finished another episode of our podcast. I got a recommendation for an anime that I'll probably watch in, like, 2 years.
Whoa.
I'd say today was a full-blown success.
Not a suck session.
I remember this one time I asked my ex if they wanted to watch Succession, and they said no. And I said, well, do you want to watch a Succession? And they said, sure. And then we just watched gay porn. And neither of us were into it. We were just like, oh, yeah.
They're doing it.
There they are.
Going forward.
Should we plug anything? Is there anything to plug?
Whoa.
What? A lot of information.
Straight to the plugs?
Oh, yeah. What is there to plug? Are you working on anything?
I have a bunch of comic books.
Oh, yeah. Max still has a comic book.
Yeah.
He didn't stop making comics.
No, I kept doing that. It's going okay.
I, like, write songs sometimes.
Yeah.
Go to Unusual Tuesdays.
If you live in Los Angeles.
If you live in Los Angeles, go to Unusual California. Tuesdays at the Oracle Tavern. Yeah. That's my plug. I'm plugging that. Go to that. It's cool.
It's like a funky little art variety show.
And if you listen to this podcast and you don't like us, you can go there and beat us up.
Yeah, but you won't know which one of us is which.
Oh, yeah. There's no way they'll be able to tell.
They'll never figure it out. It's indecipherable. Do you think about that? Do you ever, like, worry that you'll be at the grocery store and then you'll, like, say something? And then someone will be like, I know that voice.
No. God, no. I never worry about that or think about it. And if that does ever happen, I will probably, like, be mad.
They'll be like, I love your podcast. And you'll be like, yeah, why? Sure, whatever. They'll be like, no, the Evangelion podcast. And then that's when it sinks in that, like, no, they know.
What podcast would I think they were thinking?
I feel like if somebody came up to me and they were like, I love your podcast, I'd be like, I'm not Joe Rogan. I don't know what you think is happening.
Yeah, I think I would definitely be like, what podcast?
They'd be like, the one with the cum. The Evangelion cum one.
You don't listen to that. You don't listen to that. Do you listen to that? Who are you? Get away from me! Then I just run out of the grocery store.
You want to see a Succession?
Oh, man. It wasn't like neither of us were into it. It was just like, oh, look, they're really in love. That's nice. Really,
oh, was it sweet?
Yeah, they were really cute. Oh, they were both kind of twinky and like young. Oh, they clearly liked each other. It was nice.
All the gay porn I've watched have just been like two men who are like almost fighting more than, you know, having fun.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No.
You don't want to see a fight. You want to see a Succession.
I'm just like looking at this. I'm like, gay men are just, you know, just like real men because they will do this instead of going to therapy.
Mac, it's not an okay thing to say. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Is that too much? Should I apologize? Well,
gay men versus real men. Don't cut that out. Now, Percy, you look at what you did. That's from The Green Mile. Have you seen it? His name is Edgecomb because he's constantly getting edged because he's gay. That's the theory. Reddit.com.
That's so good.
So, I'll send it to you. It's the stupidest fan theory I've ever read. And I've read some dumb fan theories. I love fan theories. I think they rock. I think it's so cool. That's why, going back to BoJack, it's like, did the coffee cup move to express the impermanence of memory and the ways that we all interpret things differently? Nah, man. An intern just left his coffee cup in the shot. You can make something out of anything. You can just watch a thing and decide, whoa, look, it's the Iron Giant.
Oh, it's the whale.
I want to watch the whale.
I saw one scene from... Should I take out that scene where I said gay men are real men?
I mean, I don't... I.
Because the lesson... The moral of that was that they are real men. Because look at them.
Well, you couldn't say gay... See, gay men are straight men. I guess it's fine. I don't know. I don't fucking care. I'm not a
gay. If I'm going to get canceled for this, I at least want to say the R word.
Listen, I'm not a gay man. I do not care. I'm some other weird thing. Oh, man. I think it's fine.
I guess I still have time to become a gay man.
I'm really sorry that you're not gay, honestly.
Whoa, what is this?
Oh, that's Videodrome. Meat gun.
Let's watch Videodrome. It's got a meat gun.
It's got a meat gun.
Who's that actor?
Oh, that's James Woods. I gotta go to bed.
Do you have to go to bed?
Well, I have to go to work. I have a job.
I don't know when you need to get up, so I don't know when you need to go to bed.
I'm probably going to... Well, I'm trying to ride my bike to work tomorrow. So.
That is a bad idea.
Why?
Because it's going to be like 40 degrees.
Is it really?
I can look.
I thought it was going to get warmer tomorrow. I thought the rain is over.
Yeah, but now the cold sets in.
Man, I just want to freaking ride my bike. Should we end this podcast? Or are we done?